Hello, everybody. This is Nuala Higgins again, Paula Nuala, Reconciliation Outreach. Glad to be able to talk to you again on this eve of Thanksgiving, special, special day. No matter what our circumstance, we thank and praise the Lord and rejoice in Him, for His goodness is never changes. So today we begin with the scripture, Psalm 107, 8-9. Oh, that men everywhere would give thanks to the Lord for His goodness and for His wonderful works to the children of men. That's you and me. Thanksgiving Day gives us an opportunity to lift our minds and hearts above the turmoil and confusion of our strife-torn world and give thanks to the Lord God Almighty, Creator of heaven and earth. At Thanksgiving, we deliberately lift our thoughts and words to remember, recognize, celebrate, and declare the mercies, the activity of God, and blessings that surround us. Above all, we thank the Lord for His goodness, loving faithfulness, and redemptive ability to restore all that we lost through sin, sins, and past mistakes and strife. Thanking the Lord brings His continuous redemptive ability into our present lives, including the current confusion of COVID and political strife. We need Him to redeem it and bring some good out of it all. Only He could do that. It was at the height of the Civil War in October 1863, when America was going through its darkest hour, that President Lincoln was inspired to make Thanksgiving a national holiday, a day to set aside as a day of thanksgiving and prayer to our beneficent Father who dwelleth in the heavens. Wow. This day of Thanksgiving is not simply a day of family togetherness and thankfulness, but it is specifically a day of prayer and thanksgiving to God, from whom alone all our blessings come. It is a national day of prayer, not simply a day of feasting and fellowship, to welcome and draw down from God's urgently needed mercies, which can heal our nation. Only 4 countries worldwide have a Thanksgiving Day, even though it's the different days: USA, Canada, Liberia, and Grenada. It is a tradition that inspires these nations and our nation to acknowledge the source of their blessing. When the spirit of gratitude comes, forgiveness comes. And when forgiveness comes, blessings flow. The act of thanking God breaks us out of the cycle of accusations, blame, grumbling, and complaining that threatens to destroy our social cohesion. It causes us to realize we are not competitors squabbling for limited resources and over competing viewpoints, but sharers together of the endless goodness and providences of God, our loving Heavenly Father and Creator. Thanksgiving lifts our attention from our problems to the goodness and power of God. It can calm our fears, restore our peace, reset our perspective. Yes, the world is filled with hardships, and we are living in times of great difficulty. However, when we focus on the absolute reality of God's goodness and with faith and thanksgiving, His hand and power are released into our situations, and we experience His empowerment to go through life's problems victoriously, because of Jesus' victory on the cross. In the realm of thanksgiving, even our difficulties become occasions of thanksgiving, because God, through His redemptive touch, is able to make every setback and problem work for our good. Romans 8:28 tells us, "We know that all things work together for good to those who love God, to those who are called according to His purpose." The practice of thanksgiving releases God's ability to make the evil that was meant to harm us work for our good. This is what Joseph experienced when he said to his brothers, recorded in Genesis chapter 50, verse 20, "You meant it for evil, but God meant it for good, to save the lives of many. Let us not forget the but God these days. Thanksgiving is miraculous. It turns problems into stepping stones. It turns mourning into dancing, fear into hope, difficulties into opportunities, enemies into friends, frustration into laughter, and depression into joy. It releases the redemptive hand of God, who makes all things work together for our good, and who continually commands us to rejoice always and give thanks in everything. Have a wonderful Thanksgiving, and may you experience God's goodness in your life every day.